This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Story number one.
Hey, man, Jordan Fuller is now a Falcon. He's only 27, 55 career starts over 5 years, initially with the Rams and the Panthers. He knows Raheem Morris, so there's familiarity there. If he can stay healthy, Chris, it's a nice upgrade. I mean, it can't be like Justin Simmons was a major letdown. I think this guy's got more in his tank. If he's healthy, we know we have Helms back there as a reserve, but what do you make of this at safety?
I like it because of the veteran presence. I think we saw last year Simmons just didn't have it anymore. He hasn't signed anywhere yet last time I checked. So an obvious upgrade there. The only concern, he did miss about half the year last year with a hammy. So we'll see if he's fully recovered from that. But if he is, Mike, there's your starter. There's right. Your starter opposite Jesse Bates.
And I know that some folks have felt we may go, you know, as Malachi Starks or maybe the safety position. I still think we could go defensive tackle and or edge in the second round or corner. I still think you want to get another corner in this mix. I know that, you know, Mike Hughes, we can debate the metrics. Sometimes it doesn't tell the whole story. D-Led likes to bring up, you know, quarterbacks throw for 66% against him. So that is a problem. But it is, he's capable. But I would still think you'd like to have your next, you know, starting corner of the future playing nickel and then moving ahead to play against or opposite AJ moving forward from this draft.
The more I see these moves trickle in by the Falcons, and that's sort of what it's been. It's been like a trickling of a spackle here and a potential starter here. Mike, I think they're going to trade down. I really do.
I've been asking for this, and Oren knows because he's been listening to me bellyache about it. Things that Mike complains about every spring. Braves' lack of pitching. Why don't the Falcons ever trade down? And it's just been something that they've just never done. They've always gone the other way, which is fine. We moved up for Desmond Trufant, moved up for Julio, have moved up in later rounds. We moved up for Ruka. So we'll see. Story number two gets us to college hoops.
Story number two.
Yeah, they got no respect because, you know, the strength of schedule was pretty much self-explanatory for North Carolina. But needless to say, their head coach was able to use this. Hubert Davis was using that as motivation. They absolutely blitzkrieged the Aztecs. San Diego State, I mean, this thing was, I mean, it was painful to watch this blowout last night up in Dayton in the play-in.
Revenge is sweet, Mike Bell, because that's all we've been hearing all week is North Carolina this and North Carolina that. North Carolina didn't do anything. They went 23-13. They had a little bit of a disappointing season. They were a borderline team. And then all of a sudden, the whole country's against you. And they used that as a rallying cry to beat the brakes off of San Diego State. And now, the ultimate irony, Mike, is they're an 11 seed.
Everybody, you know, complains about, you know, strength of schedule. There's always a team. You know, this year, I mean, how many years Seth Greenberg was like literally the case study? Virginia Tech was always on that cusp. This year, West Virginia had a bit of a beef. Now, the strength of schedule that they lost was, you know, North Carolina scheduled tougher opponents, but I still don't think losing on a tougher schedule. Well, hell, they just schedule everybody who's in the top 25, get your brains beat in, and maybe you make the tournament. But, you know, they only won, you know, was 1-12 was the record against the quad one they're now referring to.
Quad one. That is the phrase of this year.
Quad
your
one.
Quad one.
The good
victories.
Guys. The good teams. Not that complicated. Hey, man, let's get to the buzzer beater. And that was the big story last night. Great story out of Montgomery, Alabama. That's Alabama State. I don't know, man. What did you think of that? I mean, you knew the football pass. They saw with the time they had. They could have maybe worked something along the lines of what Christian Laettner did against Kentucky. But they went for that play, and they nearly coughed it up themselves.
Well, that's why they're Alabama State and not Kentucky, Mike Bell.
Right. No, but I mean, I'm saying it just, you could have worked, I mean, you technically had a better look at the basket. But they did this, and it sounded like this.
Simpson will inbound under his own basket. Pinedo pressures the ball. He throws a baseball right-hand pass, arcing toward the far free throw line. It's loose under the basket. Laid up and in by Knox. 0.7 of a second to go. Amar Knox gives Alabama State the lead, 70-68.
There you go.
You know what that was, Mike? That was an unexpected, really good opening act for a main concert that you're going to see.
Right.
You never heard of them before. You maybe listen to a song or two on the drive into the show, and then they play just as good as the main act that you're going
to see. But that was, I mean, like I said, that was fun. That's, look, I guess the playing game, we all, some of us, you know, of a certain age, okay, me.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, like, we don't need 68 friggin' teams in this thing, but it was great. Guess what you got? Carolina punched their ticket, validated everyone's belly aching, they countermanded the belly aching, validated what they were saying. And then, of course, you got the great story with Alabama State. We got more hoops tonight. Mount St. Mary's against American. That's D.C., by the way, for those who don't know. And then Xavier going up against Carl's Longhorns, 11-on-11 violence.
I think Carl is going to take a quick break from whatever casino he's at to pop on a TV and watch his Longhorns. Mike, I don't think they're going to win this one. Xavier's four-point favorite.
I gave him $20 to put money on St. John's today. Carl does this every year, goes out to Vegas. It's always a great weekend, kind of a sausage fest, if I'm honest. But anyway, it's a good weekend because the tournament, there's nothing like being in a big sports book like Caesars or that, what's the place where Andy Randy were down on Fremont Street? Circa. Circa's got this
With the pool.
Weather's warming up. That's an unbelievable spot. I mean, up there with those gigantic screens and everything. But to be sucking a drink in a pool, hot chicks, and you got like, you know, a nice like five-team teaser and a parlay going, jelly. Hey, man, story number three, the Braves bring an oldie but a goodie back.
Number three.
Craig Kimbrell. Yes, you heard me right. He's still pitching. He didn't pitch well last year.
No.
He had a 5.5 ERA and a under 500 record and a negative WAR, which is almost impressive for a relief pitcher to do. I heard Bo Johnson talking about that. Bo Johnson was as fired up about this move.
Not liking it.
And we all know that he works at Truist Park every single day. So we'll see him. Mike, listen, we know the deal. Braves need more help, especially on the back end of the bullpen. This guy has, I think, over 400 saves in his career. He knows how to do it. So you're just hoping that he comes back here. He feels the juice. He's on a contending team. And for $2 million, maybe you turn back Father Time.
Well, look, you know, he'd be the setup man, situational setup man for Raisel Iglesias. I don't think he's the eighth inning guy necessarily, unless he somehow catches lightning in a bottle. I know that there'll always be a soft spot for Kimbrel. And certain folks of an age, okay, you weren't here. There was a year the Braves played the Dodgers in the playoffs, and they needed to get a five-out save. And Freddy Gonzalez wouldn't do it? And it was Kimbrel, and he could have done it, and they didn't. And the Dodgers came back to win the series, and that was probably the last chance after the post-Bobby Cox era where the Braves could do anything. And after that, it was all wait till Truist Park, and that was Elshie Wrote. That one really hurt. But Kimbrel's back. You know, so that famous little look he has where he kind of puts the glove down and gets dialed in. And we'll see. I mean, look, you have no expectations. What is it, $2 million deal?
$2 million.
Yeah, I mean,
that's it.
You can't complain about that.
No.
But this is where we live, guys. This is why when we asked Alex about it and Steak talked about it with him the other day, they just don't spend the big money. They don't commit the big dollars to pitching. 2021, he put the night shift together. That was amazing. But again, Matzik was damaged goods to a lot of general managers around baseball. He just was playing unbelievably. You know, this is just the way that Alex operates. He will not commit big dollars to pitching. He goes for bargains and deals. Chris Sale was unbelievable. Ronaldo Lopez was a big guest. That's worked out, knock wood. But this is where we're at. And maybe there'll be one more bargain basement shop before they break camp in Northport.
I think something that's being under-talked about as we head towards opening day, Mike, it sounds like, and we talked to Grant McCauley about this when spring first started, I think it's worth mentioning again, the six-man rotation is going to be in play again.
Yep.
And you don't have six guys right now.
Well, Ian Anderson's got to get dialed in. I know everyone's saying, ah, there he is. That's the real Ian Anderson. Because, I don't know, maybe he got spooked by how good Strider looked. I don't know. It's like he was aiming. He just had no juice whatsoever as he came in after Strider just looked unbelievable. Strider looks like we'll get another start in spring training. And do you really need to send him to Gwinnett for all the dog and pony show of the rehab stuff?
I just, as long as I hear that he's okay, I don't think so.
I mean, we're not, again, as we say, we're not orthopedists. We just
know.
Go to them.
Yeah. So I say, you know, until if the Braves don't feel comfortable on opening day sending him out there or opening week, I'm fine with it because, again, like you just said, they just know stuff that we don't.
And the Dodgers and Cubbies over in Japan. No, I hate the fact that now they go back to a spring train. Just start to see, make those guys play on like April and make that the real beginning to the season. Anyway, a big crowd. Otani hits a home run yesterday.
Yeah.
They ruled it. You knew they weren't going to call it back. It was basically like the Orioles-Yankees back in the day when the kid put the glove in. A fan got the ball and they said, no fan interference. They weren't going to take an Otani home run off the books last night or yesterday, this morning.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.